بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الرجل على دين خليلي فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الرجل مع من أحب يوم القيامة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable Ulama, Elders, Brothers, all praise are due to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, who through His infinite kindness and mercy has made us from amongst the Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has granted us Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us to this great gathering where the lovers of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala are present. He grants us a unique opportunity to benefit spiritually, to be in the company, and it's a source of great inspiration and motivation to be in the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, to be in this institute of ilm, knowledge, and this place where the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is taught, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is disseminated. So really, if we come with open, and we have come with open hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us over here, this is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to grant to us. And as much as we are willing or prepared to take, that is how much we will take. We make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that He inspires in us the ability to take maximum benefit from the discourses that Hazrat Wala has arranged for us, and make it our means of our complete islah, make it a means of our complete reformation, make it a means of His rida, His pleasure, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a complete connection with Him. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of salvation for ourselves, for our family, for our near and dear ones, our friends, and our community, and the entire ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. In the ayatul kareema that was recited, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the believers that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and adopt the company of the sadiqeen, those who are truthful. So what we want to discuss today are the rewards for loving the Ahlullah in the light of the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we'll just go through 10 of the benefits that have been mentioned in the hadith, and then we will try and elaborate a little bit on it. So loving the Ahlullah, having love for the Ahlullah, is a very, very great means of getting connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's a very easy prescription to have a transformation to come into a person's life with very little difficulty, with very little mujahada. Hazrat Muhammad Alami Sahib gives the example that if a person takes a glass of water and he perhaps doesn't have, he's unable to afford a fridge, and his neighbor is wealthy, he has a house, he's got a fridge, so he's keeping roza, he's keeping fast. So all he has to do is he takes this glass of water and he requests his neighbor that keep this in your fridge for me, and then at the time of iftar I will take it. So this water is kept in the fridge, it's warm water, but just in the company of the fridge for the period of time, then at the time of iftar, then when he drinks that water, then what to say about the coolness of that water? That water really did nothing, but it just stayed in the company of the fridge, and this coolness from the fridge transferred itself into the water. And thereafter, when that water was consumed, how palatable, how enjoyable it became. So we also, when we present ourselves in the company of the Ahlullah, in the company, we sit in the store, but we don't have to do much, but we just have to come with some talab, some desire, and being in the company, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will transfer that love, that conviction that they have, because of the talab that we have come with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will transfer it into us. And in a very short period of time, that coolness of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sweetness will become embedded within ourselves, and then we will feel that coolness, we will feel the transformation within ourselves, and the people that we interact with will also benefit tremendously from that coolness that is within ourselves. So in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned benefits of loving the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So the first benefit is a very, very great benefit, and that is being granted the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What a great benefit. If this was just the only one benefit, then this would have been sufficient. Been granted the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second benefit is that a person will enjoy the sweetness of iman. When something is sweet and palatable, then it becomes enjoyable. So a person's life in this world also then becomes a life with complete sweetness and enjoyment. Number three, a person will enjoy a good death. And we hear the stories or the incidents that transform or unfold before us on a daily basis. Terrible types of accidents, whether it's hijackings, whether Allah Ta'ala save each and every one of us and our families and our near and dear ones. But by having love for the Ahlullah, a person will have a good death. Number four, a person will get the dua of forgiveness and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from 70,000 malaika. That means 70,000 malaika, they will make dua of forgiveness for you, and they will make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you close to Him. The fifth benefit, that those who love one another for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake will be together on the plains of Qiyamah as well as in Jannah. We know when you're traveling, and if you have good company, then the journey becomes very, very easy, it becomes very, very enjoyable, and it becomes a memorable one. And the day of Qiyamah, we have heard the incidences of what the condition would be. But just by loving the Ahlullah, by having love for the Ahlullah, by having respect for the Ahlullah, and looking at them with respect and with izzat and dignity, then a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 70,000 malaika, continue to make dua for you, and that you will also be for your forgiveness and to get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sixth benefit is that a person will get the shade under the divine throne on the day of judgment. On the day of Qiyamah, the intensity of the heat and that condition that we are all aware of, that it will be a condition where everybody will be in the alam or the realm of nafsi, everybody will be concerned about their condition, what their end will be. But if you are under the shade of the throne of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, how much consolation it is. That you have a good idea already that you are in a favorable, you're in a good position, in a good footing. The seventh is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant honor and love for you in the heart of the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put your love and honor. Number eight, in a short time one will become pious. In a short time one will become pious. Number nine, you will get the togetherness of in Jannah. So the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we experience how we desire in this world, how we, like it is gathering, we're sitting, how wonderful, how comfortable, we see the mashayikh, how we get inspirated, we get motivated. But on the day of Qiyamah also, and in Jannah also, we will have the company and the companionship. And number 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this type of honor to those who love the Ahlullah, that they will be seated on pulpits of light and pearls. To be seated on pulpits of light and pearl, what a great honor. That the great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will wonder that who are these people. These were those people who loved the Ahlullah. So the effect of loving the Ahlullah is that there is a revolution in the heart and soul of a person. And the animalistic life of negligence changes to a life of being the friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is clearly born out of the text of the hadith in the Quran Kareem, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, اِتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَا صَادِقِينَ, that stay in the company of the extremely pious. And here, muttaqeen and sadiqeen are both exactly the same, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. So thus, the highest form of this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake is that the level of love for the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are adopted by those people who come for the spiritual reformation and attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we have come for. So more so, the intense and severe love which the salik and the seekers have with the Ahl-e-Haq Murshid, that is a spiritual guide, and who follow, those are those guys who follow the Sharia and the Sunnah. So this has no parallel. So we said the first reward is being granted the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This in the hadith of Qudsi, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions that wajabat mahabbati, that my love is binding on those who love one another for my sake, that is for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who sit with one another for my sake, who visit one another for my sake, and who spend on one another for my sake. This hadith sharif appears in Mishkat Sharif. So this is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants on loving the Ahlullah. So this love, where is it found? It is found in the heart of a person. So we are taught that if the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the heart, then the person should sit in the gatherings. Then the heart that the murshid has, the treasure that is in the heart of the Shaykh for the murshid, that will then become transferred into our heart. An explanation from Irqat that Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, that there are five conditions for the love of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one, it should not be for any nafsani purpose. Number two, it should not be in lieu of money. Some people might think that this Shaykh receives a lot of hadiyah, etc., and they may have witnessed a few of the muris getting some envelopes, etc., so they think, well, I'll come here, I'll also receive some packages. So number three, there should not be any hope for recompense. Number four, worldly enjoyments should not be sought. And number five, it should not be for any natural desire. So those who possess these five qualities will be included in divine love and loving one another for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's pleasure. So simply, it means that a person loves the Ahlullah with no ulterior motives. He loves them solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second reward, which is regards the sweetness of Iman. So those who love others solely for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's pleasure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the sweetness of Iman in their heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person in whom three qualities are found will perceive the sweetness of Iman in his heart. Number one, the person whom Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to him than anything else. And this we found very, very common in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And the second one, which is related to what we are discussing, is a person who loves any person for Allah's pleasure. The third is a person who dislikes returning to disbelief, that is kufr, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freed him from it, just as he dislikes to be thrown in the fire. The third reward of having love for the Ahlullah is to have a good death. So when any servant loves another for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's pleasure, then he is granted the sweet taste of Iman. This which we have discussed. So Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi states that it has been narrated that when the sweet taste of Iman enters the heart of a believer once, then our kind master, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, will not take back that royal gift. So in here, there is an indication that such a person will be granted a beautiful ending. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant it to us. The fourth reward, that is the dua of forgiveness and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from 70,000 malaika. When a man emerges, this is in the hadith sharif, when a man emerges from his house visiting his brother for Allah's pleasure, then 70,000 malaika accompany him, seeking forgiveness for him, supplicating, "O our master, verily he is meeting this person solely for you. In recompense for this, grant him your closeness." The fifth reward, those who love one another for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's sake will be together on the plains of Qiyamah as well as in Jannah. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if two servants love one another for Allah's sake, even though one is in the east and the other is in the west, Allah will unite them on the day of judgment and will say, this is the person whom you used to love for my sake. From this hadith, we learn the great reward for loving the Ahlullah for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's sake is that they will be together on the plains of resurrection. The sixth reward, that is shade under the divine throne on the day of judgment. In the hadith sharif, there are seven groups of people who will be under the shade of the divine throne on the day of judgment. The fourth person from the seven will be those two people who love one another for Allah's tabaraka wa ta'ala's sake. Their meeting and separation is due to His love. The seventh reward is the honor and the love in the creation. So these people who love the friends of Allah, the friends of Allah, those who love the friends of Allah for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's sake and honor, for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's sake and honor them, are in fact showing love and honor to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just as loving and honoring someone's children is regarded as loving and honoring the father. The eighth reward, that in a short time one will become pious. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person is on the religion of his bosom friend. So then let every one of you ponder over whom he befriends. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in the Quran al-Kareem in the ayah that we recited, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ittaqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. That all believers, fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and remain in the company of the pious. This means that the bounty of taqwa will be granted in the companionship of the people of taqwa. The above mentioned hadith is actually the tafsir, that is the explanation of the verse, that if you gain a strong relationship with some pious servant, then the taqwa in his heart will be transferred into your heart. The ninth reward of loving the Ahlullah is the togetherness in Jannah. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person had come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah, when will Qiyamah take place? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, woe to you! What have you prepared for Qiyamah? He replied, I have not prepared. However, I have love for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked, you will be with those whom you love. Anas radiallahu anhu says that I did not find the Muslims more happier after Islam than with this statement. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that I did not find the Muslims more happier after Islam than with this statement. So Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi writes in Mirqat, the commentary of Mishkat, that even though no act of worship relating to the heart, body or wealth is mentioned, obedience is binding if one possesses love and is the vital thing. In the Hadith Sharif, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi narrates that a man had come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are more beloved to me than my own life and my family. When I think of you at home, I become uneasy. I then come into your presence and gaze at you. When I think of my death and yours, then I fear that you will be in the ranks of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannah, and I have to attain Jannah. Then I will gain a lower level. How will I be able to see you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not answer him until the following verse was revealed. A'udhu billahi min shaytani rajeem. وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. That those who obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they will be with those whom Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has favored. That is the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the truthful, the martyrs and the pious. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi states that this togetherness will be a special type. This means that they will continuously meet one another. There will be no sorrow of separation between the lover and the beloved. This does not mean that the lover and beloved will be on one rank, since this is contrary to the clear-cut and explicit text, as the Quran states. In Milqat, a narration is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this verse in the following way, that the people of the higher rank will descend to those in the lower rank. In the gardens of Jannah, there will be a gathering of all the people, where they will mention the favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this togetherness will be of different ranks according to one's relationship, love and companionship. According to the amount of love one had for his elders, that is for his akabir, so much will be the togetherness that a person will attain. And the 10th reward, seated on the pulpits of light and pearls, those who love one another for Allah's pleasure, for them will be pulpits of light. In Jami al-Saghir, the following narration has been mentioned, which is quoted in Mirqat, that those who love one another for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's sake will be on thrones of pearls around the divine throne. In Mishkat, the subject matter is mentioned from Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum with a slight addition that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, who are those who love one another for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's sake, he replied reciting this verse, Ala inna awliya Allah. So from here we learn that these virtues of those people who learn the perfect love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through the blessings of obedience and following their footsteps, are blessed with a special closeness. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the closeness of the Ahlullah, grant us the love, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His fazl and karam grant us these rewards from his treasure without us being worthy of it. Allah grant us correct understanding. Subhanallah.